John T. Hance was likely the first non-indigenous resident of the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon is a long ways from Cowans Ferry, Tennessee, where Hance was born as the third of 13 children around 1983. Upon moving to the south rim of Grand Canyon by 1883 near Grand View Point, he began to improve a trail into the canyon where he led copper and asbestos prospecting claims. Hance's improved trail was used initially by the Havasupai at the head of Hance Creek, but this trail was destroyed by a rock slide in 1894, prompting his construction of the new Hance Trail down Red Canyon. Although Hance used the initial trail for prospecting and tourism, the new Hance Trail was the first trail still in existence today to see significant use for tourism within the Grand Canyon. Hance was known for his storytelling and ability to tell tall tales that were far from the truth. He is said to have told this story of the canyon. "It was hard work, took a long time, but I dug it myself with a pick and shovel. If you want to know what I done with the dirt, just look south through a clearing in the trees at what they call the San Francisco Peaks." Hance's stories often gained credibility among visitors due to his straight-faced nature that accompanied his traditional rustic look, with a full goatee and mustache to complement his buckskin clothes, rifle, and pistol. Hance built a log cabin near the rim and a stone cabin near Hance Creek for personal inhabitants, but offered tents, tent cabins, and animal accommodations to interested tourists on his 160-acre homestead. Guests at Hance's property were charged $1 for a night's lodging and dinner. Hance worked the tourism industry in the summer from the rim, where he proved efficient enough of a businessman to winter inside the canyon and work his less profitable copper and asbestos claims. With the establishment of the aforementioned tourist tents, Hance became the first hotel operator in today's South Rim area of Grand Canyon. A few of Hance's more notable guests include artist Thomas Moran, Arizona Senator Henry Ashurst, and Arizona Congressman Carl Hayden. Hance also charged user fees, $1 to walk and $2 to ride one of Hance's mules. If guests wanted, they could even pay $10 for services as a personal guide and pack animals. Even after selling his ranch, trails, and businesses in 1895 to James Thurber and J.H. Tolfrey for $1,500, Hance maintained his mining claims until 1901, when he sold them for $6,250. In 1906, Hance worked for the Fred Harvey Company, offering his services in public relations and canyon commentary, where he lived until 1918, when he was forced by illness to move to Flagstaff before passing away in 1919. Although John T. Hance may have been gone for nearly a century, his legacies of tourism, mining, and exploration have continued in full force.